Hey guys, this is Lisa
and Rebecca,
and we are here on The Secret Life of Weddings.
If you like drama, you're in the right place,
where we tell you the world's craziest but true wedding stories. So get ready for the drama on The Secret Life of Weddings. Welcome to episode 111 of The Secret Life of Weddings podcast. That's like three swizzle sticks, you know?
All 111.
111, all in a row. We made it to 111. It's a miracle.
I know I shouldn't be drinking right now because I know people are complaining about me drinking on the show, but...
Well, one person?
I don't know.
Oh, you're fine.
I'm sorry if you hear me slurp. I apologize. It's not intentional. I do pull away from the mic when I do it.
I know, honey. You need to stay hydrated. And listen, if you make any sort of human sound of any sort, I will edit it out so you sound as robotic as possible. Is that okay? Is that good? Yeah.
My name is Rebecca.
I actually watched a video today. I watched a YouTube video. This is such a Lisa thing to do, okay? I watched a YouTube video on the best electronic or robotic cat litter boxes of 2019.
You watched a video on this?
I did. And it had a robotic voice. And the whole thing was like, the robotic kitty litter box does, you know, takes your cat's feces and moves it around. The cat enters the box and it was, yeah. So that really rang true for me right now.
I think I would, that's right up there with snoring. Like it hits a nerve. It hits a nerve with me that can't be unhit.
What? A robot voice?
A robot voice.
Yeah.
And snoring are on the same level for me.
I think a lot of people would say that mouth noises are that same level.
No, because I feel like I can walk away or just tell you to shut up if it's a mouth noise, right?
True, true.
Whereas, well, I guess I could with someone talking like robotic, I'd be like, shut up. It's one of those things that gets really, in, you know, it gets deep in your mind and you're just done.
Like one of you,
I could hurt somebody.
One of you, it was either you or my friend Ming. One of you told me I was snoring. Was it you or was that Ming?
I didn't tell you, but you do.
Yes. Yeah, there you go.
But you did tell me Ming told you that.
I did tell you that. Okay. See, I was so exhausted by that point. I think I was just so deep out. So hopefully you didn't want to like throttle me with the ironing board.
It's funny because it's just one of those. I don't know why it bothers me because I'm sure I snore too. I don't know, but
no, you don't.
Well, I don't really pay attention, but
I don't.
I think when I'm super tired, I do because I've woken myself up before. But yeah, if I'm not like in a deep sleep, I'm a very light sleeper generally, so everything wakes me up.
Oh God!
But yeah,
now I'm worried that I've like woken you up on every trip we've ever taken. And you like secretly hate me. Do I keep you up?
I don't hate you, but no.
Oh my God, I'm so sorry.
No, it's fine.
I'm totally going to like spring for the ear things.
You know? I was like, I'm just going to buy noise canceling headphones. That's what I need to buy.
God, that's so embarrassing. Oh yeah.
And don't be.
And let's just talk about it in front of 5,000 people. That's fine. I'm okay with this.
Listen, I'm like this with anybody. Like, yeah. My husband snores too, and I can't, I have to leave the room. Like I cannot.
Yeah. No, you know what's funny? I'm not like that with Justin. When he snores, I am like that, but apparently I'm more often, but I actually was a little bit congested. Plus I think that combined with just being so overtired from that week of everything being so crazy.
And that's the thing. I was tired, right? So it was just like, you know, it's like nails on a chalkboard for me. For me, right?
Oh,
like,
God, I feel so bad.
No. Because you know how nails on a chalkboard bother people? It doesn't bother me.
No?
But I know that, like, I'm trying to, like, make it make sense. Like, listen, that's my level.
Just bury me in pillows next time. If I don't wake up and stop.
Ah, you're fine.
No. It'll just muffle the sound at least.
Yeah.
Right? I might be that tired and I probably won't even wake up. So Justin pokes me.
Oh
he pokes me. He goes, Lisa, you're snoring. And it's always in the morning. He always wakes me up at like 6:30, 7 o'clock. It's never like 2 a.m. It's always because he gets through his sleep cycles, I guess. And then he starts to wake up and then he's like, God damn, shut up, woman.
That and you don't go like nonstop.
Oh, good. I had this scary like, oh my God, the buzzsaw is coming.
No, if you did, I wouldn't sleep. Oh my God.
I know. I'm like, how are you still my friend? How are you still like sharing rooms with me at this point?
Because people snore. Like, it's just.
Well, you know.
No, it's just that some people, like most people can just, it doesn't bother them, right? Like, but it, on my, like for me, it's one of those things that I'm just like, oh my.
I am the same. I am the same. And you know what's funny? It's actually when Justin does it, it's the repetitiveness of it that bugs me. It's not even the sound. It's the fact that it's the same exact sound at the same interval all the time.
But that's funny because you think because it's the same, you could almost, it'd almost be like white noise, right? Yeah. Like it'd be that. That same continuous sound, but I guess not.
Yeah, but it's not like not even a little bit. So I don't know. I'm just going to like just poke me. Just throw a pillow at my head. I'll turn over. That's usually what he does. He throws it. And it's usually if I end up on my back, I think. You know, and it's like just throw something at me. I'll roll over. It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Smack you.
Yeah.
Shut up.
It'll be fine. It'll be great.
But it's fine. People snore.
I know, but you're so nice. In more important news, I am drinking a vodka mud shake. It's chocolate flavor, which is lovely.
I can get on board with that.
It's way too high in calories because I'm tracking and I totally fell off the train. But I got back on. I'm back on. I'm dedicated to it. And I'm right on the train. But this is derailing me just a smidge, but I've been good. So, you know, I'm enjoying. I just wanted one tonight. I had one earlier. Jess and I were having drinks outside and it was like, fall is coming, girl. I can feel it. We were outside thinking.
It was cool out today.
Oh my God, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It was beautiful. And the weather here in Ontario is starting to just creep down a little bit.
Yeah.
How many degrees was
it today? It's creeping down early, I got to say.
Was it?
Because the past few years we've had warm weather until October.
Yeah.
Like really warm weather. So this is cooling off fairly early for us.
We're pretty excited. I love my children, but they need to go. They need to leave.
And now it's September 3rd. Like it's early this year.
It's my anniversary.
Aw, nice.
Get rid of my children. That's my anniversary gift for this year.
Bye.
Bye. See you later.
Bye-bye.
We were talking about our 10-year anniversary because it's 9 years this year.
Yeah.
Next year is 10. So we were saying maybe we're going to take a trip to Las Vegas, like the two of us, and go get our vows renewed by Elvis.
Nice.
And finally.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's what I hope to do. And then finally go get tickets to go see the Beatles Love, Cirque du Soleil.
Oh, nice.
And I want to go back to Gordon Ramsay's steak because that kicked so much ass when we went to that restaurant.
Nice.
And I love Gordon Ramsay and maybe he'll be there and take me away and I won't be married anymore. But, you know, we'll talk about that later. And what else? Oh, Penn and Teller have a good show. My mom saw it.
Yeah.
So I want to go see that.
Nice.
So.
Did you hear? Okay, so I don't have many bands left on my bucket list to see. Mm-hmm. I have one band left that I want to see.
Who?
U2.
You haven't seen U2?
I have not seen U2. And it's pretty much because, just so everyone's aware, the tickets in Canada are ridiculously expensive.
Oh, they're expensive everywhere. Nowadays.
I don't know, but here I find them really expensive. Anyways, so I was looking up to see when they're touring, right? They are touring right now, but
not here anytime soon.
Yes, they are. They're in the US. And guess who else is
but they're not here.
No, not in Canada. I think it's Cincinnati they're gonna be in.
I was like, I would know. You're talking to the girl that would have tickets by now, probably Floors.
Do you know who's playing with them?
No.
Noel Gallagher?
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah.
When?
I'm like, how does Lisa not know this? Oh my God, she must know this.
Excuse me? When are they?
It said on the thing, it said, and Noel Gallagher, High Flying Birds. I was like.
So me and you, Rebecca, you want to go see you too?
I was like, oh. No way. I'm like, I'm surprised because I was thinking to myself, I'm shocked you haven't told me about this by now. Like, shocked.
Well, he supported them in Europe not long ago. Like, I'm aware of all that. And I guess it just wasn't on the radar because they're not coming here. And he's, you know, he just was with the Smashing Pumpkins. But actually, I didn't realize that. I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah.
Funny story, though, that's related. do you remember back when U2 released the Pop album? It was in 1997, and it was like when they came out with Discotheque and all of that, right? So I, being a huge Oasis fan and about 12 or 13 years old at that point, heard a rumor that Oasis was going to open on their US tour. And I was like, holy shit, we have to buy tickets immediately. So I made my mom buy us tickets and my cousin got some as well. So they ended up not opening at that show. They ended up opening on one show.
Yep.
And it was Oakland, okay, in California.
Yeah.
And I know the photos well. Somebody else opened, I don't know. But anyway, I ended up going to see them in 1987, which is a huge tour, totally historical. And my husband is massively jealous of me for that. But they had like the giant lemons and shopping carts and everything. And it was amazing. So it was no regrets not like going to that.
Yeah.
But I was like, I totally bought the tickets only because I heard a rumor that Oasis might open for them.
I think he's only opening for the one show.
Really?
Yeah.
Weird.
If I'm not I read it a couple days ago, so I know I saw it. It said High Flying Birds, and I was just like, that's fucking Noel Gallagher. I know this.
I wonder why, right?
And I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. Look at that. And then I was thinking, oh my gosh, I got to tell Lisa. And then I was like, oh, she probably already knows. I'm surprised she hasn't told me.
But I actually didn't realize that. So yeah, if you need a buddy, you know.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. I think it was the Cincinnati one, but it could have been like Singapore for all I know. Like,
it's probably.
Fuck, I don't know.
You've got me all inspired for nothing. Oh, it's China. Never mind.
Yeah.
It's, you know, Budapest, Chicago. Really? What's the difference?
Well, because I was like, how are they doing like one show in Cincinnati and then they're jumping over to Singapore? What the fuck? What is that?
It is a little odd.
Yeah, it was very bizarre. Anyways. All right. Should I get into the news?
Yeah, I guess so. We'll get to the show.
All right. My other boy, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, was married in Hawaii this week to longtime girlfriend Lauren Hashian. I don't know how to say her last name. Her name's Lauren.
Like, I know nothing about the female.
Yes. It's awful.
The girl with the dress.
Yeah. She's very cute.
She was super cute. I saw a picture. You like him, huh?
I do like him.
I didn't know that was like a thing for you, but
I've liked him since he was The Rock. Like, I was there when he started in wrestling. Like, I was there.
You? Beyond obvious that's true. Beyond.
You know what?
You are so about the built guys. It's ridiculous. I can't even with you.
I like a little size.
A little. I'm like, I'll have about 10% of what she's having. Thank you.
Size in the chest, size in the pants. We're good. Yep. Okay. According to brides.com, Johnson has often called her his wife in passing, which has led to constant rumors that the two are secretly married. But Johnson cleared things up while speaking to Entertainment Tonight last year, explaining that they weren't hurrying to the altar. I just refer to her as my wife all the time. So a lot of people are like, oh, did you get married? He said. I'm like, no, easy. Don't rush, Big Daddy.
Oh, dear.
Anyways, also the Biebs and Haley are planning their wedding reception, for which family and friends will be invited to. As you know, they wed at the courthouse a year ago as of September 13th, and now the plan is to have the big celebratory wedding in South Carolina on September 30th.
I totally am a cynical asshole. The moment I heard you say that, I was like, totally getting divorced.
Oh, really?
Oh, the moment you said it, I was like, yeah, they're getting divorced. And then you're like, they're planning their reception. I'm like, yay for them. I'm so happy. That's great. Good. Yay. They're going to be together forever.
According to TMZ, and next up, the image on the card is a comic book style and does not feature any specifics aside from the date and states. We are honored to have you on this special day. So they sent out their save the dates, and it's set for September 30th in South Carolina. There's no ties to this location, but apparently they just love it there.
What an odd place to just choose, like out of the blue.
Well, people are saying it's really odd because, you know, they're LA based and he's from Canada and
yeah,
obviously he's not going to come here and get married. Like everyone knows that because he's never here. So
he did buy like a big ass house, though, not long ago.
He
remember?
Did.
Like down in like
but is
Cambridge.
He, yeah. Is he ever even there? Like, I'm wondering if maybe he bought it for a family member or something. I don't know.
I don't know.
But anywho. Oh, and Dwayne The Rock Johnson has been with his now wife since 2007. And they have two little children.
Two babies. Two pebbles?
Yes.
It took you a minute. Two pebbles. The Rock has two pebbles.
I love it. You know what? If you follow him on Instagram, he's just like such a nice guy. Like he's just one. He appreciates his life. He's just one of those, you know?
He does seem like a good dude. I don't really know much about him, but just from the vibe.
Yeah.
He seems pretty good.
I like him.
So we are going to start our stories right now. So what are these from? Doesn't have a note here.
These are from Reddit.
Reddit. Okay, we're
starting. No.
No?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. False alarm. No? Okay.
I want to say Reddit.
I don't really care. I just thought I should ask. So a couple from Reddit. My best man didn't prepare a speech. During the reception, he went on for 10 minutes or so talking about how we first met and how our friendship developed over time. It was agonizing and felt like an eternity. Such pain. Finally, one of our other childhood friends just clapped him off. That's awesome. He's like, yeah, Jimmy.
I want to do that to somebody someday. I just want to clap them off.
Looking back, it's funny, but damn, it was so cringeworthy.
Yeah, I bet. That would be awkward as fuck.
Listen, Rebecca, next time we do a live show, I'm going to get wicked drunk. Go on, and you'll have to clap me off at the end, okay?
I'm taking it one step farther. I'm getting one of those big canes.
Yeah, the hook.
I'm going to hook you. Yeah. I'm going to hook you off.
And I'll do a, that's all, folks, and let you pull me off. It'll be good.
Oh, okay, this next one. Talking to some guests at a wedding who didn't really interact with anyone. Turns out the bride had fallen out with her family and had hired in extras to fill her side of the venue.
That's so clever. That's like those rentable bridesmaids.
Oh, my God. Steve Martin.
Which one? Father of the Bride?
No. Oh my gosh. And Goldie Hawn. Goldie Hawn hired people to pretend they're her parents.
This is a newer movie, isn't it?
No, it's really old. Goldie Hawn, like that.
No, I know. She hasn't been anything, I guess, for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I can't remember the name of it. And he's an architect. Oh, and he has this, was it a party or his wedding or something? I can't remember. Anyways, okay, enough.
We're going to find out.
Someone's yelling at us.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right now.
Oh. All right, next we have a listener story.
Yeah.
Hey, ladies, love your podcast. I'm a fan and heard you speak directly to me when you asked for naked proposal stories. Okay, a few people emailed us
about this.
Thank you for all you freaking creepers out there who had naked proposals. Mine's a mix of sad and sweet, but I think you'll probably feel all warm and fuzzy when it's all done. She's like, there were so many dongs. We're currently on 13 years together, 8 years married, and 100% all in. Feel free to use first names in edit, since I'm probably gonna blab too much and possibly include details you don't want to read. Nice try. We're putting it all in.
Exactly. I didn't edit anything out.
Yeah. Rebecca doesn't do that. Okay. That's a service you're looking for. You need to hire someone before you email us. Okay. Good. And to get to the important thing first, yes, your mental image of a naked proposal is accurate. Oh, God. And yes, I was naked too. And no, we're not nudists. I like how she's very honest, though.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Thank you for setting me straight right away. I can indulge in that now. That's
Everyone's
great.
Naked. I love it.
Everybody's naked. I was in my last semester of college, photography degree. Hey, whoop, whoop. I think. I don't know. That's what she wrote. It's It was good for 10 years, man. It was good.
Yeah.
I'm just doing something else now. But it was good. Good for you. Congrats. And had several projects booked for the day. I was an unemployed homeowner. That's the best thing to be, right? Leaving my job to pursue a commercial photography internship that was too good to miss. We were grieving the loss of both his parents from the year prior, and my stress level was a 10 out of 10 from a lot of trauma throughout the prior year. We'd been talking about engagements, and the day he bought my ring, I, in perfect timing, let him know I found a $400 ring at Walmart that was pretty. Apparently, this was very painful for him to hear after buying a non-Walmart ring, but oh well. She's way more down to earth.
20 grand down later.
Yeah. I mean, she's way more down to earth than me. There's nothing wrong with Walmart ring, but I don't think I could do it. I don't have a problem.
Who's going to know?
I know. Me. I would know.
Not unless he told you.
I swear to God, my husband would not do that to me. But can I, you know what's ironic though, Rebecca? I would rather buy. It's so silly. I hate Walmart. I really do. I don't even like going there for toilet paper because of the whole, I just don't like it. Anyway, I would rather buy a $40 ring off Etsy and wear that than like a $1,000 ring from Walmart. You know what I mean? Like I'm more comfortable with, I associate brand too much. I don't know what
you have a bit of a grudge against Walmart, I think.
I guess so. I don't know. It's not my jam. My now husband, Eddie, was tagging along to a video shoot I was heading to do. We drove past this gorgeous giant oak tree at a park, and he tried to get me to pull into the parking lot to take pictures of the tree. And she's like, yeah, don't need to take pictures of a tree. I blew him off, rambling about how the tree loses scale in photos and that the lighting wasn't good for it. I wasn't in the mood. She sounds just like me at a wedding. That happened. That totally happened to me. I was trying to shoot a wedding. I had no light left. I had no time left. And one of the parents comes over or someone is like, there's a tree over there. And I'm like, uh-huh. You should go take a picture of it. Okay. Thanks. You know? And then I was like, back to work.
That always happens. It always happens. God. It's so funny.
So she wasn't in the mood. She says, I wanted to knock out my projects and go home. Then I proceeded to ask him why his pants look so puffy. The ring was in his pocket. How puffy was this ring?
Or a boner, I mean.
No kidding. And asked him why he was being weird. I'm sure he briefly hated me for wanting to poop his pants or boat. Wait, what? No. I'm sure he... I read that wrong. I'm sure he briefly hated me or wanted to poop his pants or both. It's better that way. Yeah.
I don't think you wanted to poop his pants.
Your version is better. I finished the video shoot and we went home for a few hours before I had to go to another. We got home and showered, which led to sexy time.
This is the first person I've ever, like, not even met, but that says that. I say that.
Do you?
Yeah.
I say business time. Like a flight of the Conchords.
It's a transaction.
Flight of the Conchords say that.
Here's my contract.
No, seriously. Do you know? You never watched
Flight. No butt business tonight, buddy.
This is the thing. You never watched Flight of the Conchords, did you? There's an entire song called Business Time. It's hilarious. I'm going to send you the video just to watch.
I probably won't.
You just do it. Fucking do it. Because I told you to. To give some background on my psyche first, I have some issues from my childhood that I struggle with emotionally, and I also suffer from endometriosis, which can very easily ruin any and all sexy time with sudden stabbing pain. That sucks. So sex for me is a very vulnerable thing, and I can't even put into words how conflicting it is to have something so intimate be so painful. Things were going okay, and then they weren't. I called off the quest, oh, that sucks, and rolled over and started crying. My sweet hubs tried to comfort me as I hated myself for being jobless, underweight from stress, poor, unable to have sex like a, quote, normal person. I was on anxiety meds, etc. I was in an emotional grave and had that pit of pure sorrow in my stomach. I told him I didn't even understand why he was with me. I had nothing to offer. Oh, I just want to hug her.
Yeah.
I know you're naked, but I still want to hug you.
I'll hug you naked. It's okay.
He hopped up, and I didn't pay any attention to what he was doing while naked, hugging a pillow. And while crying, I joked with him that he was only with me for my money.
That's cute.
It is cute. So while I'm drowning in self-loathing, I look over and he gets on one knee, still naked, of course, so many visuals, and asked me to marry him, to which I replied, what? I was able to process it and accept and started really crying. I was feeling the lowest of lows about myself, wondering what I possibly had to offer as a partner and a lover, and truly believing there was nothing desirable about me, especially given that I just called off sexy time early and left him stranded. And he asked me to marry him in that moment. I only told my sister and my BFF about the real proposal, since my family would have immediately been very distracted by the premarital sex part. When they asked me how he proposed, I just said, at home. His timing couldn't have been more meaningful, and no fully clothed elaborate proposal could have ever come close to making me feel unconditionally loved like I did in that moment and still do. That's my story. I'm not crying. You're crying, Aaron.
Aww.
Aaron!
That's so cute.
So good. So good.
I love it.
And I think I visually in my head, mind's eye, know way more about your fiance than I care to. But that's okay, because a really great story came out of it.
I love it because, you know, you're most vulnerable when you're naked.
Nothing but like being naked and poor.
I want to be proposed to naked.
All right, Rebecca, take your top off. Let's see what we can do here.
Sounds like a good time. I like it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I couldn't keep a straight face.
Oh, really? Like, if that happened to you, you'd like...
Oh, oh my God. You would... You do not want to be in front of me naked, because I'm just making so many inappropriate jokes. Like, it's not even... It's wrong.
Really?
Yeah.
What is it about being naked that causes you to crack jokes uncontrollably?
The awkwardness, I guess.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, because unless you're getting busy... Right? Then I feel like it's awkward. So if you're proposing to me, like, that's serious. And I'd be like,
my eyes.
What am I marrying you? You or the penis? Tell me which one. Which one am I saying yes to?
I would be looking at his eyes and just my eyes would just drift down.
Yes.
Just all the way down.
I couldn't not. Yeah. Okay. Our next story. Hi, Rebecca. Hope you're well and your ankle is getting better. Thank you, sweetheart. Yes, it is. I'm just listening to episode 108, and Lisa was asking for naked proposal stories. So here you go.
Oh, my God. My cup runneth over.
Lisa, you opened up a can of worms. Just when we thought that this wasn't a thing, this is a thing.
Apparently, this is a trend.
My friend and her boyfriend were going to bed one night. She was already tucked in, and suddenly he turned up completely naked with just a bow tied to his... member and
oh my God,
and proposed.
No, he didn't.
The ring was attached to the bow.
It's like Dick in the Box part two.
Surprise!
It's a ring on my cock. Oh my God.
Someone needs to make a song about this for real. They're both fairly conservative, and so are their families. So there was quite a few awkward moments when relatives wanted to hear the proposal story. I don't know.
He didn't tell people. You can't tell people that.
Oh my God. I would fucking tell people. I would. If that happened to me, I would tell people.
Wow.
I have no filter for that shit. Like, I'm telling you, if you're asking, I'm telling you.
Oh, man.
I don't know what they told them, but it wasn't the truth. I mean, they aren't super conservative, but definitely conservative enough not to find it funny in any way, if you know what I mean. Anyways, she said yes, and they've been happily married for almost 10 years and now have three lovely children. Keep up the good work. Kiss, kiss.
Thank you for that.
Oh, my God.
So freaking enjoyable.
I want to hear more of these because... I think they're awesome.
More naked proposals, please.
We'll have more next week, I think.
I think so. Thanks to our Patreon members this week, April M. and Stephanie S. They are our newbies. They went to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings to get more drama for their llama, more episodes. And there's a crap load. So you've got a lot more to get through once you finish binging this series.
Love it.
So, massive thank you, and a huge thank you, as always, to Charlotte Solomon, the vodka in my mud shake that I'm drinking tonight. That's
Charlotte
what you are to me.
Charlotte
Solomon. Hi, Lisa and Rebecca. I'm a wedding photographer who's lucky enough to have mostly amazing clients with drama-free weddings. Thankfully, your podcast keeps my drama llama happy. Hearing Lisa's recent plans for a getaway with an outhouse, coupled with your Nashville roach experience, reminded me of one of my early wedding experiences that I thought you might appreciate. Oh, God. Okay, this is my favorite moment in this email. Picture it, Sicily, 1922.
I'm sorry, but what now? Wait, hold on. 1922.
It says that.
1922. As in, this is from 1922.
I think the joke is, right? It's the joke, you know, Golden Girls, right?
Yeah.
Picture it, Sicily. You get that?
Okay.
You understand the reference?
No.
Oh, see, this is where we part ways. Did you never watch Golden Girls?
Yes.
Don't you remember it? Remember Sophia would always go, picture it, Sicily, 1922.
Oh, okay.
She would come up with a year that was like way off in the fucking ages ago.
Okay.
So she's just being real creative and like making me giggle.
Okay.
She says, but it's not Golden Girls. This is Africa. And Africa is not for pussies. Australia may have the rep for being overrun by creatures out to get you, but everyone forgets that Africa did it first. We're the OG of wildlife and landscapes you don't want to fuck with. It's true.
That's awesome.
It's true. It's nearly 40 degrees in the shade, middle of the summer. Oh, my God. And I'm on my way to my first destination wedding. I finally, quote, made it by booking a client's wedding at a scenic Bushveld getaway. Bushveld is pronounced Bushveld. Okay, thank bless your heart. I just didn't even know. She'd even paid for accommodation for myself and partner. Oh, you sweet summer child. The trip was long and the directions complicated. That alone should have been my first clue as to what to expect. But hey, Africa is not for pussies, so you drive 50 kilometers on bad dirt roads, and thank God you have an SUV. Eventually, we made it to the lodge, and I headed to our rooms to drop off luggage, leaving my partner to make small talk with a guest. Do you think Africa's like you get a flat tire in one of those roads and like a lion eats you?
Yeah, I don't know.
I think it could happen.
But I would be scared of that happening.
Haven't you seen what the monkeys do at lion, safari?
African lion safari.
African lion safari. The monkeys rip the shit out of your car. Yeah. Those guys aren't fucking around,
no,
let me tell you.
They're ripping your wiper blades off and everything.
Well, you're always on the bus, and I was always laughing at the people in the cars. Turns out Justin's family, yeah, he was one of the people who drove in the car.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
it's
I was not.
It's more fun.
It is, but it's more fun to laugh when it's not your car.
Yes.
I come back to get more out of the car, and I have to break the bad news to him. The man who was such an avid gamer that he'd brought along his own 32-inch TV and PlayStation to keep him busy while I work. There are no lights in the room, just candles. And they're not for romance, but because there's no electricity.
Oh, shit.
The news did not go down well with my partner. With a bladder about to burst from the long trip, it was also at this time I discovered that our rooms didn't have bathrooms.
Oh, shit.
Nope, there are abolition blocks if you want to be fancy, outdoor shitter, and showers if you want the truth. Oh, sounds like my vacation. Time was marching on, and I had to get down to work. Decor, pre-wedding shots, and more awaited. Thankfully, the bride had promised plenty of prettiness to capture, having made mention of a wedding planner in the emails. It's at this point I discovered the wedding planner my bride had talked about having to pay. Yeah, that was herself. Her. She was being sarcastic, and it all made sense when I discovered the table decor was all of one lonely protea flower in a jam jar, set on a plastic table. That's lame.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not one to be snobby. Love is love, and how you celebrate that love is all up to you. I'm just there to capture it. But there actually has to be enough for me to capture when you choose a massive package. And therein lays my predicament. My bride had chosen one of my largest packages, promising at least 400 photos. Shit. I did what us South Africans do. I made a plan. I pushed on, sweat snaking down my butt crack, putting on a smile, and giving of my best. Thankfully, my couple was awesome with their magical chemistry and their intimate ceremony beautiful for the raw emotion shared. Aside from having the couples shoot outside of the camp, oblivious at the time to the leopard population freely roaming, oh my God, the bulk of the day went without a hitch. You thought the story was over? Oh, sweetie, honey, no. You see, then came nightfall. When you're 50 kilometers from the nearest point of civilization, which even that descriptor is a stretch, when it gets to night, it gets dark. Thankfully, there was a generator, being the little engine that could, keeping that dark at bay. Until the little engine that could suddenly couldn't.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God. And then all the animals ate them like a goddamn buffet.
Well,
can you imagine?
Oh, my God. No.
That's like the food equivalent of an open bar to cheetahs.
Yeah.
Darkness fell. The handful of guests went quiet, scrambling for some form of a light source. And that's when the screams started.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I'm going to freak out. One of the many reasons Africa is not for pussies. What comes out in the dark are a myriad of creatures and with no light to keep them away. This should be Halloween. There were a shit ton of red Roman spiders skittering over the ground and guests' bare feet.
Oh, oh my fuck!
Oh my God. What's a red Roman spider, you ask? Imagine if a scorpion, a huntsman spider, and an ant on steroids had a three-way while God looked the other way.
That's bam. Amazing.
Listen to this. Bam, you have yourself a 12 to 15 centimeter red Roman spider. Now,
are you fucking kidding me? 12 to 15 centimeters? That's big.
Oh, yikes. How big is that in inches? I don't even know inches.
It's like this big.
Ew. That's like 3 inches. Ew. Now, it's can't see your hand in front of your face dark, and those are running around your feet. Fuck that shit.
I'm done.
I would freak out.
Give me your fucking car. I'm leaving. I'm done.
Gone. So gone. Here's all the money plus my savings. I'm leaving. Which is exactly what my partner and I did. Tired, hot, and coated in dust, we said our goodnights, heading off to bed. However, just like an infomercial, it has to be said. But wait, there's more. As the evening had been progressing, summer clouds had been building, and now there were loud rumbles, thunder. Naturally, at this point, the owner of the lodge, who was also a guest, had to mention that it better not rain, otherwise the roads will wash out again, and we'd be stuck there. Jesus, take the wheel. I want off this ride. This is like, and then it turns into like one of those murder mysteries where it's like someone gets eaten.
Yeah.
And then the lights go back on.
Yeah.
And then someone else gets eaten. And then the, you know.
Yeah.
And then it turns out in the end, again, it was just that damn cheetah from the beginning.
Oh, my God.
Eventually, we fell asleep in the sweltering heat, tossing and turning as we were being chomped on by chihuahua-sized mosquitoes. The next day, we declined offers of breakfast, opting for an early start on the road home. Thankfully, the road didn't wash out, and we could make our escape for the hot showers and air conditioning of home, but not without accidentally driving through a golden orb spider web first, which, I might add, was stuck to our car for months after, no matter how hard we scrubbed. Ew. As I sat eating a bag of chips for breakfast at the nearest petrol station, still dirty and sweaty from the day before, contemplating my life choices, I realized that maybe being a destination wedding photographer was not for me. In fact, not maybe. Nope, I was just not cut out for that shit. Fast forward 6 years, and this is now one story of many destination weddings, and I leave for yet another one at the end of the month. I just don't bloody well learn now, do I?
Oh, my God, that's crazy.
That is a great story. Thank you so much for sending that.
Oh, and I'm like, I can't. Oh,
I don't know if I'm going to Africa. I'm going to be honest with you.
Oh, that's not. No.
Mm-mm. Like, as fascinated as I am by the animals and stuff, I think I'm just going to see that shit at Disney's Animal Kingdom.
Yeah.
I think that's what's going to happen. Right? I'm going to go back to my little resort and be clean and air conditioned. And there are no goddamn spiders
see?
Running around me. Nope.
Those monkeys at African Lion Safari aren't looking so bad now, eh? In your own
not really.
Car.
They're just like funny roommates now.
Yes. Oh, my God. If you're on birth control, looking to get back on, or want to try it for the first time, then you know how difficult, annoying, and honestly confusing that process can be.
Enter Simple Health. They're changing all of that with online birth control prescriptions and free home delivery, making birth control accessible, convenient, and affordable for all women.
Here's how it works. Go to simplehealth.com/secretlife and fill out an online health profile with your medical history, conditions, and birth control preferences. A licensed doctor will review your information, determine if you're a good candidate for birth control, and write you a prescription for the right method, whether that's the pill, patch, or ring. Then your birth control ships to your door for free on a recurring schedule, so you never have to worry about forgetting to refill or missing a pill again.
I was on birth control for like 20 years, and I would have killed for my birth control to be mailed to me every single month.
Right?
I always ran out and then freaked out at the last minute because I thought I was going to be late starting my next cycle, and I was totally stressed out. This would have been a complete lifesaver.
The annual prescription is usually $20, but our listeners can try Simple Health for free. Just go to simplehealth.com/secretlife or enter the code secretlife at checkout.
This isn't a replacement for routine checkups with your doctor, so you still need those for your overall health, but it is the most convenient and comfortable way to get your birth control.
simplehealth.com/secretlife or just enter code secretlife at checkout. Anyways, okay, so we're on to Double D's and it's a listener story.
Woohoo.
Hello, beautiful ladies, and thank you for making the most entertaining podcast ever.
Aw, you. What's our category this week? Is it dating or divorce?
Dating.
Because that's what Double D's stand for.
Dating, baby, dating.
Dating.
Let's say my name is Nick. To protect myself, all names have been changed. And getting married next year, you have been a huge godsend. I discovered you from the Bridezilla crossover, and I have back listened to every episode you have. My favorite was the shitty bride. Yes. I have had to Google a few references like what the fuck Joe Louis are, and have kept up to date with your constantly hilarious t-shirt ideas. Good job, by the way. I have a few different stories, and you are welcome to use all or none. I just wanted to reach out and tell you that you guys are amazing. And because of you both, I'm doing up a care package for our photographer. Thank you, PAX, for our vendors, and have seriously considered all your weekly advice where I can.
Aww.
Hello, Nick. I love you.
Nick.
I will start off with my only Double D, which is a dating one, and it is not flattering for me at all.
But, oh, God bless you.
But I thought, fuck it. Let's give these bitches, my people out there, something to laugh about. Be warned, I overshare. My friends affectionately call this night Purple Night. I need to start out by saying that my late teens, early 20s were messy. Real messy. Australia's legal drinking age is 18. Lots of nights when I thought I could hold my booze, and I was very, very wrong. I swear, I am better now. On this particular night, I was meeting up with a guy that I had met in a dance club who seemed nice enough. No serial killer vibes. Let's call him Anthony. We had spoken over MSN like Facebook chat, but older.
honey, you don't need to explain MSN Messenger to
us. That's awesome. For a few months, and this was the first time I was drinking with him and his buddies, not in a club. I wanted to make a good impression. What makes a better impression than tequila? So I walked in, having never met these people, with half a bottle of tequila and half a carton of Bacardi Breezers, and proceeded to down it all.
Oh my God.
Mistake. Big mistake. I got to bed, and everything was fine. I seemed good. The guy I went to meet up with slept next to me on the floor, as there were no beds. Everything was above board, as I am not into the root and boot. I've never heard that before, root and boot.
The root and boot?
That's amazing.
Oh, that's amazing. So it's like you root some, like you get roots in there,
you get
and
rooted?
Then you boot. You run? Or you boot the you get rooted and
you
then you boot
rooted?
The person out?
I love that. Oh my God.
The root and boot.
That's fucking fantastic. I'm using that. Around 3 a.m., I sit straight up in bed. I open my mouth, and all that comes out is vomit. So you're like the exorcist. That's awesome. Yeah. So much vomit. I look like something from the fucking exorcist. Oh, my God.
Great minds.
I swear, my head was about to start rotating. I run downstairs to the closest toilet and proceed to upchuck the half bottle of tequila and half carton of Bacardi. I thought it was a good idea to drink. I proceed to vomit not only in the toilet, but also on and around it. Anthony.
Just smear it around, you know?
Anthony was so sweet and actually came down to find me and make sure I was okay. I wasn't. I was passed out in the bowl. Oh my God.
Oh no.
Oh. He proceeds to help me clean up and put me back to bed. The following morning, the full effect of the night was realized. There was vomit on the wall and through the carpet. Yep, I needed to get that damn demon out of me, and apparently I did.
Oh.
Holy shitballs, guys. It was fucking terrible. I offered to pay for all the damage, but was declined and prepared myself for the most embarrassing experience of my life, cleaning up my ambitious drinking night with seven strangers looking at me like I'm a fucking alien.
Oh, no. That sucks. Yeah,
I did. Oh. And I later found out that he ended up paying for the cleaning fee. I am mortified. You would think that was the last time I would ever hear from him, but you would be wrong. Guess who is my husband to be?
Yes!
That's amazing.
Like, tell me she married him. Yeah. Tell me she married him.
Yep. After 8 years of many fun adventures, most of which were sober, he still loves me and I will never let him go. I don't know what I did to not make him run for the hills, but moral of the story, guys, first impressions don't have to be great. And the guy who owned the house, he is our best man.
Oh, that is so good.
That's the best story. I love that.
Nick. Oh my God.
We got a little feel good going in this episode. I like it.
I mean, between the barf and stuff. Yeah. That's so good.
This is just the first one I have. Oh. There are also a couple of hens, bachelorette, and wedding ones to go. Just wanted to see if you guys liked this one. Let me know if you are interested. Keep up the amazing work. Love you both.
Oh, Nick. Thank you so much.
Thanks, love.
That was amazing. Incredible. And can I just say that man is going to be the most fantastic father ever, because all kids do are piss, shit, and puke all the time.
Exactly.
I mean, in between being cute and stuff, they do that well too, but there's a lot of all of the other stuff throughout the first several years. So
exactly.
He's going to be a good one, you know, good one for kids for sure.
Yeah,
that's amazing. And I was just about to say when she's like, oh, he paid for the cleaning fee. I was like, what a gentleman. Damn.
Yeah.
Hey.
Yeah.
Have you ever passed out on a toilet?
Beside one? Yes.
Beside one? I passed out one time, but my face was on the toilet seat.
Oh, gross.
Luckily, so gross. It was at least at my husband's house, like his family house.
Yeah.
So it wasn't like a public bathroom or a stranger's house. I mean, not that I'm saying, oh, this is so sanitary and fabulous, but at least it was family sort of.
Well, to be fair, that's probably better than me, because remember, I passed out in the bathroom stall at my bachelorette.
Oh, that's right. You
club.
Did.
So
that's kind of
even more gross. Yeah.
I didn't actually hit the ground. My face just, I basically it wasn't even so much of that. It's like I was throwing up so much and then I got tired from throwing up so much that I took a little rest on the seat with
it's
my
exhausting.
Face.
You needed a little nap.
And then I fell asleep. Then I fell asleep there. And I think my husband's parents were around. They were very aware of what was going on, because it was the bathroom that was, they don't have a huge house. It was like the lower level, kind of like a basement, like family room area. And then there was like a bathroom that kind of belonged to the boys, like Justin's brother.
Yeah.
And that was the room that I spent that night in. That was the
MacGyver. Oh my God.
That was the MacGyver night. So that was early in our relationship too. So luckily my in-laws in like took me into their heart very early. So this wasn't horrendously embarrassing. I knew they already loved me, but
and I
knew they knew, you know, I'm human and they're human. So I didn't feel completely destroyed, but my physical being, that might have been the worst hangover I ever had. It's up there. I've had two or three that were so shockingly bad. That was the MacGyver night. We went to our friend's birthday party, not far away. And, made these drinks. They made these drinks called MacGyvers. And I want to say it had a Fireball whiskey and Goldschlager.
That's disgusting.
It was really good, whatever it was. It tastes like cinnamon hearts.
Oh, God. I bet it didn't come up well.
I don't know. I don't really remember. Yeah. It was fucking next level, though. It was next level. And it was something else. Anyway, but here's the thing. They call it MacGyver because it just kind of sneaks up on you and hits you like you're feeling fine.
That's fitting.
And then all of a sudden, whoop, like a brick wall.
Yeah.
Don't do it, guys. It's not worth it. I'm telling you.
Sangria does that to me.
Does it?
Yeah, because I think because it's mixed with like juice pretty much, right? So that shit sneaks up on me fast.
Yeah. Well, and then you heard about my other one, which was the Paul McCartney night. I already talked about that on a previous show. So that was was a red wine night, though. That was a whole other different animal.
Yeah. Did you see in our group the Munch and Pump wedding?
Yes. Yes, I saw that. It was so, so dumb. Can you just describe exactly what happened for the listeners, please?
Okay. This couple got married in the Munch and Pump store. So like a gas station store.
Oh, that name.
In front of the beer and soda fridge. Okay. I know we're supposed to be, hey, you do you, whatever makes you happy. Fucking hell. Go to the courthouse. Really? Is this much? Like, I don't understand. What, you met in front of the beer fridge? Like, I don't understand this whole thing.
No, it's official. Lobster tanks, I'm okay with. You know, apparently beer and soda.
The lobster thing.
Beer and soda fridges, that's my line. Nope. Now you're trash.
Yeah. Like, at the gas station? Like, really? I don't know. I know people were saying they look happy, and I know a lot of commenters all over the internet are like, oh, let them be, whatever. But I'm like, no.
You know, it would be the best thing in the world if you attended a gas station wedding is if they had like an open pump instead of an open bar, because they don't have alcohol there. So it's just like everybody can fill up their car for free before they leave.
Yeah.
That's actually starting to sound appealing to me.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what's funny? In the U.S., they do sell alcohol at gas stations, so you could have both, except the driving doesn't go with that. So have a DD, have an open pump, and then the people who are not DDs can drink at the open bar inside.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
There you go.
We got there eventually.
Yeah, I'm still not. No,
you're like, no, it's not a good idea.
I don't care. That looked like shit.
If you want to see this... this dumpster fire, come to our Facebook group. Check it out.
Also, I'm going to throw it up in our Flick group
as well. Put it in our Flick group as well, because that we're migrating over there pretty quick. So,
guys, come to Flick.
It's the shit.
It is. It's so fun. I love it. I love hanging out in there.
Our premium stuff is about to go up in there. I think we're going to be putting all our exclusive Patreon episodes. They're going to be, I should say, bonus episodes from now on, because it's going to be on both platforms. They're going to be migrating over there soon. We're just kind of tweaking some settings, and we'll keep you posted on it, though, because then you can chat with us in the same app and listen to the show.
Yes. So it's, and we're going to figure out something else over there too.
It's all it's all in one, people, because if you're as lazy as me, you want an all-in-one solution for your podcast binging.
Exactly. Makes it so much easier.
It sure does. All right. Is that all for this week?
That is it, baby.
All right. So we are going to keep enjoying this cooling Canadian weather. Hopefully things are cooling down for you approaching fall. It's a lovely time of year. And we'll see you next week. And Rebecca?
Anything can happen at weddings.
And we will be here to tell you all about it. Well, that's it for us this week on the Secret Life of Weddings podcast. If you need more drama in your life, go over to patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings to sign up for additional weekly episodes. The first few episodes are free, so go check it out, patreon.com/secretlifeofweddings. And we will see you here next week.